Great things have no fear of time. When you have the knowing, you have infinite patience, you get immediate results. The immediate result is you're free. You're at peace. And that's what the whole thing is about. That's all the higher self wants, is for you to be at peace. You get to be at peace, and you got everything you need in life. Every moment in your life that you're at peace, you're enlightened. So you have a knowing, and now it doesn't show up, and the contract doesn't work out, or they say no instead of yes. But you're at peace. You say, if it's not happening now, I'm still at peace. It'll happen. I know it will. And you go back to the principles. You practice unconditional love. You don't demand. You don't insist. And then you start seeing it show up in a different way. You thought it was supposed to be over here. Got my PhD in 1970. That year, I did a job interview that was an opening that a friend of mine said, just do this job interview. It's great. It's for the vice president of a community college. And I said, all right. It was like triple what I was making at that time. But what I was doing at that time was I was teaching, and I was doing some great research projects. I was teaching at a university, which I loved, being there in that environment. I had a practice, which was terrific, a counseling practice. But this idea of being the vice president, I was 30 years old, of a college, and having all of the things that go with a vice, it was just too appealing to my ego. And I went in and I did the interview. And there was a long interview process at this particular community college in Michigan. First, I had to meet with a group of students. And they all thought it was great having a guy who was just out of his 20s be the vice president of the school. And I was cool. They liked that. Then I had to be interviewed by the faculty. And the faculty all thought that I was terrific. Then I went to the administration. And the administrators weren't quite sure about whether they wanted some young upstart to be coming in there. And so you had to get 3 out of 3. Well, I got 2 out of 3. I got the faculty and the student vote, but the administration vote wasn't. And it got down to myself and another man whose last name is Cunningham. And I believe he's still in that position. And it went all the way down to I passed all of the different criteria, and they removed all of the other people and all of the interview process, and it was going on for months. And it came down to 2 people. And I didn't get it. And he did. And at the time that happened, I was really kind of surprised. But there was a part of me that was relieved, because I kept thinking, I'm going to have to go to committee meetings. I'm going to have to put on a tie and suits. And I'm going to have to go in there every day. And even though I was going to be making 3 times as much money, and I was going to have all of this sort of prestige thing over here, what I really wanted to be doing over here was going to have to be put aside in the name of these ego things. And I thought what I wanted was these things that my ego was telling me. But somehow the divine intelligence knew better. And I came in second. And as a result, I went and applied for a job at a university in New York, doing what I loved doing, teaching and having my own practice. And the rest of the story is the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. And so when you think that it's supposed to be working and it doesn't work, and you say, yes, but it's not working, perhaps there's something else that's working, that's going on, that you may not even have any awareness about. And you have to understand that every fall of your life, that everything that is supposed to show up, that you think is supposed to show up and doesn't on this time, but there's perfect timing in the universe, because this divine intelligence is in all things. And it attracts to you exactly what it is supposed to at that time. Even the things that you just don't quite understand or don't seem right. I remember being in New York City and doing an interview not too long ago, and it was a radio station that had just changed formats. And they had gone from talk radio, which I had done many interviews at this station over the years, to gospel music. And so everybody that was on the staff at this radio station, some 30 people, were all told the day that I was coming there to do an interview that they had all been let go. And everybody was walking around, and they were all depressed, and they were all upset. And every time someone would come up to me and say, oh, Wayne, isn't this awful? I've been here for 22 years, and I just lost my job. And I would say, congratulations. And I look and say, what's the matter with you? Why? How could you believe in congratulations? I just lost my job. And I said, yes, but within a certain amount of time, probably within a year, you'll be in a place that is much better than where you are now. And it was almost like God was trying to tell you something, but you wouldn't listen. It's time to change. It's time to walk down another street. What is your dream? And you sit down with each one of these people and you ask them, what would you really like to be doing? Rather than working here, this particular way. And then most of them said, I'd like to have my own business, or I would like to do some writing over here. I've always had some ideas about writing. One guy said that he wanted to just do an opera. He'd always wanted, and he's been working on an opera like Mr. Holland, remember, in Mr. Holland's Opus. But he could never get himself the courage to do it because he was always going into the radio station every day in New York. And then I saw him about a year and a half after that, and he was getting his opera published, which he couldn't have done if... It's like this intelligence that we think is conspiring against us is something that we have to understand works with us. But you have to have infinite patience and trust. And when you have, and the reason it says infinite patience produces immediate results, the reason it says this is because the immediate result of your infinite patience is peace. You retreat in peace, and you let the universe handle the details. And after all, that's what it's about, living your life at peace. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.